Titus chapter number 1. Titus chapter 1 in the scripture tonight. Look with me there. Appreciate the good prayer. And Titus chapter 1. We'll try to preach a little bit if God will help us. And you pray God help us preach. Titus chapter 1. Epistle of Paul to Titus chapter 1 verse 1. Says, Paul, a servant of God and apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect and the acknowledging of the truth, which is after godliness, in hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began, but hath in due times manifested his word through preaching, which he has committed unto me according to the commandment of God our Savior. And so Paul here writing to Titus, good word here, And I want you to look with me, if you will, in verse 1 of that scripture I read. I want to take a part of that verse and try to preach tonight from it. The Bible said here that it was according to the faith of God's elect. And I want to try to preach on that tonight, the faith of God's elect. I'll tell you, I believe the whole Bible tonight. It don't matter what other men say, I believe the Bible. Amen. I'm so sad that people can't believe all the Bible because they're in some group or because some man said this. It's not according to what man says, it's according to what God said. Amen. You say, how you get that? Well, what the book says. Thank God, if I don't have it by the book, then it don't work. Amen. There's a lot of people tonight that deny election. You can't deny Bible doctrine. Thank God, friend, that's because Dr. Bottlestopper don't believe in it, or the local independent pope. Amen. This is what the Bible says. Thank God, he said elect. Amen. That's a Bible word. They scared to death in Baptist churches to mention the word election or predestination. They say that's Calvinistic. Thank God it's Bible, friend. I'm not a Calvinist. Thank God I'm a Baptist. Amen. That's right. But I'm telling you this tonight. What's in this book ought to be backed and preached. It don't have to be approved by somebody in the church. Thank God it's approved by the Holy Ghost. He wrote it. Amen. And we need to take a look at what is the faith of God's elect? The word elect means select. Amen. It means chosen. Them two words mean the same thing. And when we find here tonight, thank God, the faith of God's elect, this word elect, thank God, deals with the people of God. It deals with the saved. You say, who's elect, preacher? The saved. Amen. Who's thank God, the elect are the saved, and the saved are the elect. Hey, friend, election is not salvation. Elect unto salvation. Thank God, he said that in the scripture. And tonight, thank God, we are the chosen of God. We don't know that till we saved. And the Bible said, make your calling and election sure. You got to be called before you're elected. Amen. Far as a man knowing in his calling that God has called him. And thank God, when he gets saved, he finds out he's one of God's. Amen. And so I'm glad to know that. I'm glad that God's got faith for his people. I want to say tonight, thank God that you didn't choose God. Amen. The Bible said God chose you. Amen. The Bible said ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. Thank God it ordained you that you should go forth and bear fruit. And so it is God that done that. In fact, on the road to Damascus, when Paul was saved, God said to Ananias, he said, he's a chosen vessel. Amen. That word chosen there means I've got a divine selection in that man's life. I've chosen him. Thank God to go preach the gospel and bear the name of my son. Thank God before the Gentiles. Amen. And to everybody he preached to. It was God's will for him to be called and go forth. Amen. I tell you tonight, thank God, Paul said,
that he wasn't disobedient under that heavenly vision. Amen. I tell the terminology. I don't really fool me today. I just use some different terminology than a lot of people do. And I tell people split hairs on terminology, but I'm not going to split them. Call it the way you want to, long as it's biblical. I know people say, some say they made a decision. And some say, thank God, they decided this. But the fact of it is, amen, a man that gets saved is acting by obedience unto the call of God. That's why he said, obey the gospel. Well, we know we can't obey the gospel until the gospel comes to us. But the responsibility or the act of man's will submitting and obeying God's will is the repentance and faith in the Son of God. And it's an act of God in a man's heart to bring him there. Thank God that man can obey the gospel and be saved by the grace of God. You can't explain that, but thank God it's real. Because when I got saved, I responded to the call that God gave me. Amen. That's right. Thank God. Amen. So, you know, I'm not falling out. People say, would you want to make a decision? But it ain't, listen, it's not me that calls you to make a decision. It's the Holy Ghost that brings the truth to you, that causes you to decide what He's brought to you. Amen. And the Spirit of God has to bring the gospel to you. If He don't bring the gospel to you, then you can't decide on the gospel. And can I say this tonight? To me, when the gospel came to me, and God in that truth, and in the power of God, I acted upon what the Holy Ghost revealed to me. And it was obedience unto the gospel. Amen. That's by grace. It was faith that done that. Amen. I say this tonight. Thank God if you're saved. What a God, you have saved in faith. Amen. Well, the Bible said, for by grace, that's the unmerited favor of God. For by grace are you saved. That's the rescue of God. And the channel is through faith. And faith is believing God. Thank God in that, not of yourselves. It's the gift of God. That's amazing. Thank God in that the word of God got in your heart. Thank God, and God gave you grace to believe what the Holy Ghost told you. Amen. That's right. Amen. That's just amazing to me. I can't perform that. But the day you got saved, the Holy Spirit operated on you through the gospel. You've been gotten again by the gospel of the God of heaven. That's why he said in John 1:13, it wasn't blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. It had to be God to work it in your heart. Amen. I'm telling you, if a man's got the faith of God's elect, he's got saving faith. That means there's a day that he came unto the knowledge of the truth and gave, thank God, himself by faith to God. God, and Christ gave himself for him, and it was a uniting there that day. Thank God that set off eternal life in my soul. That was a gift that God gave. I tell you, that's amazing tonight. I tell you, God gave saving faith. If you don't have saving faith, then you're not saved. You say, what is saving faith? Saving faith is believing in the Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart after you hear the truth. Amen. That's right. It's in a person. It's not in a plan, even though the plan's the man. It's in the person of Christ. And that's how a man's saved. Listen, the faith of God's elect is a saving faith. It's a saving faith. Hey, man, it's you coming to the end of yourself. You have no faith. There's no faith in you apart from God giving you faith to believe. Faith coming by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. And saving faith has to be imparted. I can't impart that. I can preach. Men can preach. But God does the work. Brother Joseph said some of that. about it Sunday morning, huh? When he said most people, amen, that act upon the Word of God, when they make that step of faith toward God, there's a quickening work of grace in that man's heart. And right there, thank God, he becomes alive in God. And saying, ask right when God does it. Amen. That's when you know it. Amen.
That's right. Thank God. I tell you what. Now listen, I'm for an altar. An altar's for a place of sacrifice. That's right. You're giving yourself up. It's a place to call on God. It's a place of offering. Well, I'll tell you what. A lot of people made the altar call salvation. It's not. It's a place you come pray to get salvation. You don't have to be on the altar to get saved. But I'll tell you what. If God tells you you do, you do. You say, I don't believe I'm going to go to the altar. Well, you might not never get saved. God might not even make that an issue with you. You might get saved back at your house. But I'll tell you what, you'll only get saved when God tells you to get saved.
That's right.
You can't get saved when you want to. You get saved when God calls you.
Yeah.
And when you answer the call, I'm telling you tonight, thank God, that's why a man has to humble himself. He's got to humble himself to the divine call of God. He can't just get saved when he wants to. He would not even think that way. I'm telling you, he'll only think that way when God pulls on him and deals with his heart and gives him faith to believe. He just ain't going to say, well, I won't go this night. I'll go back home and get saved. You might not. You can't tell a man when he's going to get saved. I tell the thief on the cross, he had to get saved right there. I tell what he said, Lord, remember me when thou comest to thy kingdom. And Jesus said, today thou shalt be a man in paradise. Paul got saved at the moment God spoke to him. I'm telling thy friend, how the Holy Ghost does work and the Holy Ghost does deal. But I'm telling you, when God calls a man, that's the only time that he can act upon it. He wouldn't ask for his soul if it didn't ring. Amen.
That's right.
Thank God. I'm telling you, the faith of God elect is saving faith. Then I want to say this, it's holding faith. I'll tell you, it holds together our hope. Amen. Why have you still got hope? You got faith. That's right. You got faith. The Bible said here in verse 2, he said, in hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie, I promised before the world began. Amen. I'd hate to think that I had a faith that didn't hold. In fact, faith does hold. It holds to the promises of God, which are in Christ. Amen. That's right. Thank God. I've got a faith that holds. It holds together. Thank God. It don't waver. Amen. It's still the same. It don't change. The faith that God gives a man when he saves him is a faith that holds on. He's not up and down all the time. He's not in and out all the time. Thank God he knows how the anchor of God, that steadfast and sure, that holds. Us, thank God, within the veil. I'm here tonight, thank God. If a man's got the elect faith, he's got holding faith. Amen.
That's right.
Thank God he's got faith that holds. Amen. It holds to the promises of God. Can I tell you something tonight? I don't know how weak that we could get. Amen. A man can get awful weak. In salvation. I mean being saved. He can get weak in his walk.
Yeah.
He can get to a place the Bible said he forgot he'd been purged from his old sins. He can get there. A man can get pretty far down. So I don't want to ever think that that couldn't happen to me. But I'll tell you, during the whole time, God holds the faith together.
Yeah.
I mean, every time. Listen. Only you and God know about you.
Right. Amen.
Amen. You might think somebody's the strongest man in the Christian life. He might be going through all the battles of the world. And he might even think, God help, I wonder if I'm even right with God. He can get there, brother. He can get there. What holds us together tonight? God.
Yeah.
Hey, holding faith. That faith that holds us together. Amen. That's right, brother. That's God's faith. It's the faith of God's elect that holds everything together. Thank God it brings it to pass. Amen. I'm just saying tonight, if you got that faith of God's elect, it's a holding faith. Amen. There's just something in the people of God that a night that resteth in them. Thank God that they can't quit. They can't get off ship. They can't give up. Even though they've been to last mile, feel like it. I'm telling you, there's something within them that
dead. That's right. Thank God, buddy, I'm telling you that's right. Amen. I don't know about you, but there's been times in my life that I felt like going into town. And I'm telling you, there was a faith held on to me. Thank God it held me in. I'm telling you, need that hold and faith. Amen. That's right. And I'm telling you, that's the faith God gives a man. That's right. Amen. When you don't feel like there's nothing, there's no hope. When you get down to you feeling, I wonder if there's any hope. And some people say, well, you don't get there. Well, I'm telling you what, I've seen people get there. I've seen people get to the place that there was just a little glimmer of light. Amen.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder, some of these guys today, they act like they never had no problems. I thought they might think that they a gift of God's heaven. God help. I'm telling you, I'm a privileged man to even get to walk into heaven one day because of the grace of God.
Amen.
I tell you what, it won't be nothing about us. It'll be all about Him. And it'll be because He kept us and He held us together. And I'm telling you what, it's all because He's the preeminent one. And in Him all things consist. And that word consist means He held us together. And the faith that God gives us, He holds us together. Amen. I tell you, we'd all done jump ship. Amen. We'd all run. Thank God, we'd all try to get out from underneath it. Had it not been for the holding faith that God put in you, and the day saved you, amen. That's right. Thank God. Holding faith. I will say this tonight. The faith that God's elect to save and faith is a holding faith, but it's a praying faith.
Amen.
You say, who's a praying the elect? Notice what, thank God, Luke 18:7 says, over there, got that woman, that unjust judge, that didn't regard God or man. That's right. She kept bothering him, thank God, and he said that he would avenge her because she just kept coming. He said, shall he not avenge his own elect that cried day and night unto him? Thank God, he shall avenge them speedily. Amen. I'm telling you tonight, if you got real faith, you got a faith that prays. God help, are y'all dead? Wake up tonight, amen. I'm preaching something your heart's going to enjoy, amen. Some of you might not have it, I don't know. I wonder sometimes, dear God, well, I'll just close the Bible and say, well, if you don't want no more than that, that's about all I can give you. So what'd they do tonight? Looked at me. I looked at them too. I tell you, there's something in me that's greater than that. Thank God, when a man's talking about being saved and knowing what God done in him when he got saved, I tell you, brother, that's not a one-time deal. Even though salvation's once and forever, it's keep a working in you the day you leave out of here. And I'm telling you, if you got real faith and you're one of God's elect, I'm telling you tonight, there's a praying faith and a man to call on God and depend on Him. Ain't God to answer his prayers. Amen. That's right, thank God. Amen. That's right, it's a praying faith. You prayed today. Amen. That's right. God's people pray. I mean, why? He's got faith. Amen, he's got faith. He's praying, he's calling on God. The man that don't have no faith, he's not going to pray none. Amen. That's one of the great. That's one of the greatest examples of faith, or the greatest thing of faith is a man depends on God. That's what he's doing, and walking in faith and depending on God. I'm just saying tonight, if a man's got faith in his heart, he'll have prayer in his heart.
Yeah.
You know, say this, he's got practical faith if he's saved.
Right.
That means it's seen. It's seen. You don't have to. Hey. We don't have churchianity. We got Christianity.
Right.
We got Christianity for I'm a Christian, and Christian people have the anointing.
Right. Amen.
That scare you? The anointing of God,
yeah.
The rub of God, the touch of God,
yeah.
The blessing of God, the feeling of God. Yeah. That does that bother you? Thank God, I'm telling you, if you got real faith, help me the Holy Ghost on your life. That's right, preacher. I know it is. You want to tell you something tonight? Practical faith works. The Bible said faith without works is dead. That means if your faith don't work, then you don't have faith. That meant, thank God, if you claim to have the faith that God's elected, you never do nothing. Thank God, because your faith is active, and you activate the faith that's in you, and act upon what God says, and God does what He says He'll do. And if you don't have that kind of faith, then you don't have the faith that God's elect.
Right.
That's right. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, preacher. The preacher don't have to tell you what you ought to do. The preacher don't have to tell you everything you ought to do. If he does, then you're in elementary school. Thank God the first graders ain't got to say to bring your paper to class, get your pen, get your notebook. But when you get up to seventh grade, or you get up to, thank God, to junior high, you don't have to have a teacher say, "Now, Johnny, where's your paper at?" That's what's happened out at the Baptist church. The preacher has to tell them everything they got to do. Do you know why? It's not an act of faith. I should never have to tell somebody in the church, if somebody's in need, that you ought to help them. I should never stand up by the pulpit and say, "Now this brother's in need," and the church knows it, and the preacher says, "Well, we need to help him." You ought to do that. Faith without works is dead. He sees his brother have need, shut up his bowels of compassion, and have the love of God in him. I mean, here's the thing, folks. If I tell this boy here, young man here, if I got faith in God, and I don't have no works to back it, what's that mean? That don't mean nothing to him. Faith without works is dead. There's no evidence that you really got it unless there's works coming out of your life.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. I can say all day what I am, but if it's not produced by what I am, then there's no real evidence that you have what you say you got.
Right. See, the fruit is the
seed. That's right. And the thing of it is, every tree that's rooted in with God has fruit on it. You don't have to wear a shirt that says, "I love Jesus."
No, you don't. Amen.
Amen. I wouldn't wear that anyway. My heart tells me that.
Yeah.
I had a fellow last night say, "I know it's wrong to mark your body up." He said, "But I just wanted to put a crown on my arm." I said, "You need to put it in your heart."
That's right.
Amen. Ain't no need to put no ink on your arm. You need to put a crown in your heart.
Yeah.
That's where He's the King. Amen. It ain't on your arm. It's in your heart. That's right. And I tell you what, I ain't going to get on this stuff because I know people done it at times they wasn't wise. But I'm telling you what, putting ink on your body is not the will of God. God don't want no ink on your body. He wants some, thank God, obedience in your heart. And real faith produces that. Amen, preacher. Thank God, I know it's right. Amen. What do you mean people got an ego problem today? They want to be seen instead of the faith of God working through them being seen, and they're humble.
Yeah.
Somebody's got faith and active faith, they don't have to be patted on the back for what they've done.
Amen.
They don't even have to get up to church service or call a preacher or go call somebody else on the phone and tell what they did. God knows it.
Yes, amen.
Amen. Real faith, He said, according to the faith of God's elect and God's people, have faith. That's practical faith.
Yes.
I don't know, and I'll just be honest with you, and I could fall on my face flat. I could. And have. And I got up again.
Yeah.
That's right. If you got, he said, the just man falls seven times and rise up again.
Amen.
You say, "I ain't never failed." Well, you probably ain't even saved then.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Amen. You failed. You have fallen in the Christian walk before.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have failed in the Christian walk before. Man says he hasn't. He's lying to himself,
yeah,
and he's lying to God.
Yeah.
I know it's right.
Yeah.
I'm not out to fall. I don't want to fall, but I do fall sometimes when I'm walking. Thank God I don't always obey the way I ought to be. That's no excuse. Amen. And I feel bad about it. But thank God, God helps me get up. And there's time to go on, forget the past, and go ahead. Amen. Dear God, y'all need to get a shovel after tonight and bury some of your past. That's all you think about. What I did yesterday, well, you can't fix it. If God said He don't remember your past, why you want to dwell on it? The day you got saved, He didn't remember your sin no more. He buried a bit of sin forgiveness. Thank God, as far as east is from west, He removed your iniquities. Why in the world do we want to dwell on the past and hang on a bunch of mess that have no bearing on what's going on now? I've heard people tell me that, so I can't serve God. That's what I did. I'll tell you one thing, son. God didn't tell that to Jonah.
That's right.
He just locked him up in a well. And he didn't get down in a well and say, "You dog, you failed." He said, "Buddy, I told you the first time, I'm telling you again, get out there." That's right. That's right. He used a disobedient prophet to go down to Nineveh and preach the message.
Yes, he did.
Amen. And I'll tell you what, if he'd been in the preacher's conference and he'd have said, "I don't want to preach today," they'd say, "What's wrong with him?" And the only man that God gave a sign to in the New Testament to them bunch of Pharisees was Jonah. He said, "The only sign I'll give you is that Jonah was in the well buried 3 days and three nights, and so shall the Son of Man be in the heart of earth 3 days and three nights." Disobedient, he went over there and laid under that tree and requested to die. God still used him and gave revival to them in Nineveh. I understand, though, according to the New Testament, that God can shelf a man. According to the Word of God, I won't be a castaway. I understand that. Thank God, God's merciful. Amen. I'll tell you, there's people, brother, has done things and God's resurrected back out of that place of pity and that place of failure, and thank God took him back up and loved him and used him and helped him, and there's been a crowd of people down through the years, thank God, has said, "Hey, I'll not be doing that. Hey, let God decide that. If God can use him, let God use him." Amen.
Right.
That's right. I'll tell you this too, buddy. If it was up to man, he wouldn't have no compassion on him.
None whatsoever.
That's right. Well, Brother Todd, it's the honest truth tonight. That faith that God puts in His elect, it's a practical faith. That man acts, but it's just something in it. I can't explain it. It's just in the people of God. You can tell when it's in them. You can know when it's in them. That's one of them. That's one of them that's got faith. That's one of them that's saved and got that kind of faith and believes God. If you don't have that kind, thank God I'd get to God and get saved. Amen.
Yeah.
I'll say this, it's a persevering faith.
Sure it is. Amen.
You say, "Preacher, does that mean a man can't quit?" It means a man won't apostatize. And boy, I'm going to tell you what, I could hit some things right here and I ain't going to get on it. But a man that's saved, that got saving faith, God perseveres in him and through him. And he ends up, thank God, as the Apostle Paul said, "I kept the faith." Well, how narrow is this faith? Narrow is the Scripture. And here's the whole thing. If I get up from this pulpit 20 years from now, and add to the grace of God and salvation, I'm an apostate. You say, why would a man start saying that the blood of Christ is the only way? And then 20 years later, he's yoking up with ecumenical churches. And he's saying that their way's as good as the blood way. He's apostatized. No matter who he is, he's apostatized. I heard Billy Graham with my own lips. My own ears out of his lips. I heard Billy Graham say this. I heard him say, Brother Danny heard him. I seen him say it. He said to Mr. Robert Shuler, who's an apostate. If you don't know him, that's good. Mr. Graham said that I believe God's got children from all kind of religions. Even though they might not never heard Jesus Christ, never heard the name of Jesus Christ, that God still saves Muslims. God still brings them in. And they don't even have to hear the name of Jesus Christ. He's an apostate.
Amen.
And you know what? Listen to me. Listen to what I'm about to say tonight. If I got up in this church or on some talk show and I said, you know, really, you don't have to come through the blood to be saved. As long as you believe in your God, God loves you anyway, and you can go to heaven. You know what you ought to do? You ought to kick me out on my rear.
Yeah.
Be a little nicer to me. Escort me out. I'd be an apostate.
That's right.
It's an apostasy. It's an apostasy. I'd preach anywhere, but I'm not cutting my message to preach anywhere. If them Lutherans give me an opportunity this Sunday morning, I tell you what, I'd be down there at 9 o'clock and I'd preach, you must be born again or you're going to go to hell, and I ain't going to cut my message. But I'm telling you, that man that gets in the pulpit after me, that's wearing his backward collar and telling them people, this long as you sprinkled as an infant and you got a little religion and you're a good person, you're all right. He's a sinner right to hell. In fact, you might disagree. If you do, just keep it to yourself. If a man gets saved, he comes out of error. He might not diss that day, but he will. Paul didn't go back and say to Mr. Gamaliel, I want you to be my pastor. No, he didn't. He didn't go back to the Pharisees.
No, he
went to, thank God, to Damascus. Amen. And I tell you, he went out there and didn't confer with flesh and blood for 3 years, came back to the apostles. He preached the gospel. I'm telling you, real faith tells a man to finish the way started. Amen. In Jesus Christ. Amen.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you this, and I believe this, and you might not. It don't matter. If you left this church and joined up with the Catholics and the Lutherans and the Episcopalians, you know what I'd say? They apostates.
Yeah.
That's what I'd say. You say you pick it on denominations, I'm calling it for what it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. Church of Christ. Water, baptism, salvation. Methodists, if they don't preach nothing, some Methodists used to. Baptists. There's a lot of apostate Baptists today. Saving faith don't lead you that way.
Right.
Say, if you got real saving faith, if you got the faith God give you, you'll want to be where the Word of God's at. Amen. That's right. Amen. That's why we got a bunch of people that, when they get married, their wife leads them around by the nose, and then they go where they don't go to preach the Word of God. They want to go where, thank God, everybody else goes, because that's what they that don't want to stir up no trouble. And I don't want to stir up no trouble neither, but I'll tell you what, I'm not going to an apostate church. I might have to for a funeral. I have before.
You will uncomfortable.
Yeah, you have to, buddy.
Uncomfortable.
I had a family member ask me, would I pray out there by the cemetery? I did before. I guess I'll hit it again, but I'm thinking about it. If I ever had to do it, I just want to testify a little bit. Pull a G. Mathias on them. Went up to Nashville, Tennessee and took that little old tour.
And that old guy said, anybody got anything to say? And they was out there, and all that crowd was out there around Nashville there. Where they, that guy said, there used to be a church here. He said, amen! And Matthias started singing Amazing Grace, and that guy said, you can't do that. He said, I'm a doing it. He closed the tour down. Amen. That's right. I like it. But I'll tell you what's happening this day. Can I tell you? Baptist people have got into an ecumenical mindset.
Yes, we have. Come on.
And what's happened is it's not the faith of God's elect that believes, thank God, that we're going to live by the faith of that Bible and not the apostasy of religion.
Yeah.
And what's happened in the day and time we're living in? Hey, can I tell you something tonight? Can I give you this and don't get blown out at it? Some of you so ate up in your family, it wouldn't matter what they did. I can't upset Grandma. I can't upset Daddy. God help. I don't want to upset God. It don't matter what they do. It don't matter to me. Thank God I ain't married to them. I'm married to Jesus. You'll never get saved. You can get saved from public opinion and get some help from God Almighty. That I'm going with God Almighty. And it don't matter what my family says about it. Thank God my family's here tonight. I appreciate them being here. Amen. That's right. When I got saved, thank God it's God that saved me. Amen. That's right. And they profess God saved them in the Lord Jesus Christ too. Amen. That's why they're in this church. Amen. I'd think wrong of them if they went down and heard some guy preaching a backward collar and get up with some Mickey Mouse translation. Don't have the real truth. Get up and try to make people feel good. God help.
Amen.
I can find a better place than to feel good than that.
Amen.
Right. Amen. If I was going to feel good, if I wanted to feel good, thank God, man, go to the saloon and feel good.
Yeah.
I'd get more out of the saloon than I would going to a liberal preacher, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I ain't planning on going.
Not anymore.
No, sir. Thank God. Amen. I don't want to be around that. Thank God, it might tip me. It'd be a bad testimony.
Definitely.
And it surely ain't gonna do nothing for me. I got something better than that in me. I got in it last Wednesday night pretty good. Amen. Thank God. I went home and it affected me for about 3 days.
Amen.
Amen. The Holy Ghost got in me down about, and about 3 days later I felt it in me. Amen. That's right. I'll tell you, thank God. Amen. That old drunkard had to go back to the bar the next day, and the next day, and the next day. And you know why people drink? I can't. They're not satisfied.
Amen.
Man that drinks just ain't satisfied with what he's got on the inside. He don't want to face reality.
Yes.
I'll tell you what, the faith of God's elect, it's a persevering faith.
Sure, yeah.
Amen. I tell them that got saved, be saved to the day they die.
Yeah, right.
They don't get saved and lose it.
Right way.
Amen. They saved to the day they die. I'm telling you tonight, friend, if you got saved, you're saved to the day you leave out of here.
Yeah.
You got eternal life. Amen.
Yeah.
Right. Thank God that's the kind of faith God gave me.
Yeah.
I wouldn't believe Jimmy Swaggart. And it ain't because he got in trouble. I wouldn't believe his doctrine. I don't believe a man gets saved and then he gets lost and then he gets saved. Amen. I get kind of aggravated when people think they're helping God get to heaven. I've heard them in the Baptist church, we don't do this and we don't do that. Well, that's good, but I'll tell you what, that ain't got nothing to do with your position.
Amen.
Amen. You ain't better than nobody, buddy. You in the family of God by the grace of God, by saving faith God gave you to believe in His Son. You're not going to heaven because of what you do and what you don't do. You don't do that. You do this because of saving faith. But it ain't making you saved. Thank God it's only confirmation that God worked it in your heart because you were saved. Amen.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
I know that's right. Amen. Amen. I believe when a man gets saved, he's saved.
Oh, yeah.
He said, who are the saved? Thank God, whoever God saved.
Right.
Amen. Whoever saved. I said, a man come to me and said, that man told me it's saved, but I don't believe it. I said, it ain't up to you to believe it or not.
Amen.
That'd be up to God.
Amen.
And Him. If a man's got a scriptural testimony, then what you going to say about it?
Yeah.
He comes up with this stuff, well, I've been to church all my life, been baptized, I'm a good person. Then that just tells me he never has been saved.
Right.
I'll tell you one thing. A man that's saved will never boast in himself.
That's right.
He'll always say, thank God for the blood of the Lamb.
Yeah.
It's a persevering power that lives within me, thank God, that'll last till Jesus comes. Amen. That's exactly right. That's the kind of faith God gives His people. It's a saving, praying, persevering, practical faith that works, thank God, that Jesus comes. Amen. Well, do you have it? Do you have that kind of faith? Do you have that kind of faith I preached on tonight? Is it in you? Does it bear witnesses in you? Well, it ought to if you're saved. Let's stand tonight. I appreciate you hearing the Word of God.